He will visit me with his angel. He taught me English. He taught me Bible. He taught me how to read the Bible. He taught me, he told me the powers, the things that will happen when I'm 50 years. Then in 2013, when I was turning 50, things began to happen. Miracles, people were raised from the dead. People were healed from cancer and all kinds of powers of darkness. People were delivered.
That's wonderful. In closing, Baba, would you say that you are still believing that Jesus Christ is Lord and is your personal Savior and Lord?
Baba, all that I am, the Bible clearly says, Christ is our life. God has given us eternal life, and that eternal life is found in Jesus Christ. No human being can claim to be born again and to have eternal life without Jesus Christ. Jesus came so that we can have life in abundance, that was in plenty. Jesus came to give us a life in abundance, more than enough. Jesus came to save us, not only from sin, not only from our sickness. The Bible says he became poor so we can become rich.
Wonderful.
Jesus is my Savior. Jesus is my Lord. And there is no way we can experience born-again life and salvation without Christ.
Amen. In closing, Baba, could I ask that, is it possible that when God has empowered us and has put us in positions of authority, where we now have an influence and people are able to follow us, that then we begin to have people in the church that are not like those in Thessalonians? Because the Bible in Thessalonians says when the people were preached to, they would go away and research the scriptures to check and make sure that what they were taught is true. And when we now have this position where people now follow what we say, is it possible then that we could end up interpreting or picking up scriptures to align to the lifestyle that we want when God has not approved it? How then do we test that to make sure that it is surely God who is approving that? How do we put that into test?
I think, Baba, the first thing that God taught me as far as scripture is concerned is that God said to me in 1997, God said to me, I'm going to de-school you. I'm going to re-school you. I'm going to teach you something new. In the year 2000, I was in Tembisa and Johannesburg. God said, go and teach my people principle. He said, when you read the Bible, don't seek to interpret the scripture first. Find the principle. What is the principle here? What is the principle? The principle is an unchanging law. If I go to America, I go to the top of the roof and I jump down, I will fall down. If I, wherever in the part of the world, it's unchanging law. It's a principle. Now, this is what God taught me. Many pastors, they seek to interpret the scripture before they found the principle. Let me make an example. In the Bible, clearly taught that God used physical substance to carry his supernatural power. But Christians condemn that. Why? Because they have learned the principle. The principle is this. Jesus used a mouth to heal those who didn't have eyes. You know, and a woman with the issue of blood touched the garment of Jesus and got healed. Paul used cloth to carry the supernatural power to those who were sick and demon possessed, and they were delivered. And I am practicing the same people they are quoting me Mark 16. Jesus said, we will lay hands only upon the people. And Jesus never said, we will lay hands upon the people. They make laying hands on the honor of hand as a goal. The goal is to heal people, it's not to lay hands. The last thing, God taught me something. David killed Goliath with a stone in the name of Jehovah. That's what the Bible says. He said, I come to you in the name of Jehovah, not with the name of Jehovah, not by the name of Jehovah. But he took a stone, an anointed stone, and he killed Goliath. You see, Jesus, the Paul says, do everything in the name of the Lord. Everything you do, do it in the name of the Lord. And Jesus says, in his name, we will heal the sick, we'll cast out demons. That's what the Bible teaches. That's a principle. Once you get the principle that Moses used the rod, and that rod had a supernatural power, why will you deny when somebody, God chooses to use his faith water to heal people? If God chose the snake, and he said to Moses, make a brazen snake, and those who have been beaten by snakes, they must look up to that snake. He didn't say they must look up to Jehovah. If God used that, who say he can change now in the New Testament and he cannot do that? That's the principle. That's how I have learned to start the scripture. I speak the principle first. What's the principle about leadership? What's the principle about supernatural power of God? It can be in any object, in any physical, material thing. It can be there. It can take the supernatural power of God.
But shouldn't
that pool. In fact, when John
got no worries, got no worries.